Exclusive GOP rep. Cloud, Homeland Security Agency is interfering in House's assassination investigation. By Neil Monroe on July 16, 2024. The agency run by impeached migration czar Alejandro Mayorkas is interfering with the House's investigation into the attempted murder of President Donald Trump. Representative Michael Cloud, Republican Texas, told Breitbart News. The shooting was an epic failure, Cloud told Breitbart News during an interview at the GOP's national convention, adding, "It is very concerning that right off the bat, we see DHS, Mayorkas Department of Homeland Security, obfuscating as opposed to being transparent. This should be something that, regardless of party, we don't allow this kind of thing in our country." The Secret Service Agency is part of Mayorkas's DHS. It is run by sociology graduate Kimberly Cheadle. Cloud is a member of the House's Oversight Committee, which is chaired by Representative James Comer, RKY. "We were scheduled for a first briefing today, just on the facts of the case. What's going on, what they know now, and DHS has stepped in between the communications now of the Secret Service and the Oversight Committee, and are now trying to control the communication between the two committees," Cloud told Breitbart News during an interview at the GOP's national convention. Mayorkas is now rushing to pick people within days for a supposedly independent review of the agency's failure. Since 2021, Mayorkas has used his independent power within President Joe Biden's administration to promote the interests of migrants and to aid the migration of roughly 10 million migrants into Americans' communities, homes, and workplaces throughout the United States. That elite-backed agenda led to his impeachment by the House in February 2024 and has crashed Biden's polls in the 2024 election. Cloud continued, "So Chairman Comer is issuing subpoenas to make sure that the Secret Service director does appear at a hearing. Right now, we have a committee scheduled for the day we go back next week, on Monday, to make sure that she does appear and that we are being able to begin this investigation. Already they're obfuscating it would seem," Cloud said, adding, "We should be able to get that preliminary information out, realizing that, okay, this is going to take more than one briefing. But you know, this is coming from the same administration who is labeling Catholics as terrorists, people who go to school board meetings as terrorists. Yet they failed to protect a former president of the United States and a political opponent. We've seen this administration target political opponents before. And then now fail epically in protecting a former president, and we will say, future, president of the United States. And so this is extremely concerning." Congressman Cloud continued. "I'll say this right off the bat, with any failure like this of the Secret Service, the honorable thing for the director to do is to resign at this point. She'll talk about, well, we need to make sure this never happens again. That's not the job description. The job description is to make sure that this never happens. Period. We got to take the again out of that. You should not get two assassination attempts under your belt as director of the Secret Service. So we're going to have to continue to look into this as the information becomes available," Cloud added. On Tuesday, Mayorkas again reaffirmed his support for Cheadle, even after her Monday admission that Secret Service agents were deliberately not posted on the roof from which the sniper almost killed Trump. "That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point," Cheadle told ABC News on Monday. "And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. So, the decision was made to secure the building from inside," she said in a segment released on Tuesday. Early on Tuesday morning, NPR asked Mayorkas, "Do you anticipate people losing jobs over last weekend?" "I have 100% confidence in the director of the United States Secret Service, a dedicated, career-long law enforcement officer," Mayorkas told NPR. Cheadle is a sociology graduate who worked for more than 24 years in the U.S. Secret Service. She was hired for the job in August 2024 by President Joe Biden, who stated, "Jill and I know firsthand Kim's commitment to her job. When Kim served on my security detail when I was vice president, we came to trust her judgment and counsel. She is a distinguished law enforcement professional with exceptional leadership skills, and was easily the best choice to lead the agency at a critical moment for the Secret Service. She has my complete trust, and I look forward to working with her."